Well, it's 11:16, and so sort of a special time here for today. I'd like to take us back a little ways. We have a treasury that goes back a long ways, actually, to the very beginning of the radio station broadcasting in 1973. That was our first full year of being on the air, and she was on the air with a 15-minute program right from the beginning, within a month or two, I guess. And so there's a story behind that as well we should tell sometime, and she's told it, I think, before. But this is from this day, November 11, in 1976. This is what it sounded like. Include a cut of music.
We're happy that you've taken time out of your busy life to spend a few minutes at home with Mabel Louise. You may find the answers to the questions about and missing ingredients of a happy, harmonious home. And now, you're at home with Mabel Louise.
Greetings to you right there where you are. And you are busy, I know you are, but how about spending the next 14 and a half minutes with me, okay? I would enjoy it, and I hope that you will. For our little gem, it goes like this. Doing little things with a strong desire to please God makes them really great. And I know that you want to include doing something for the Lord today. David said in Psalms 84:10, I'd rather be a doorkeeper in the house of my God than to dwell in the tents of wickedness. So, what do you want to be for the Lord today? Well, maybe we can challenge you along this line. But before we get into our message, let's listen to Ralph Carmichael Choir singing In the Garden. We are hoping that you haven't tuned us out because we have been on a subject that we have felt so led of the Lord. And, of course, the mail coming in has certainly proven that this is a needed area. And as one mother wrote, such a terrifically neglected subject, that of loving and ways of handling a retarded child. And so we have felt that the Lord really was leading. And so I hope that today particularly you'll tune your radio up a little bit louder, because I want to address this message that I have on my heart, particularly to parents of retarded children and to Sunday school teachers, pastors, neighbors of families who have a retarded child. And just, well, let's just face it, all of us. It's been so good for me to go over again and remind myself of things that I can do as an individual to love families who have a retarded child and who need special love and special attention. First of all, let me just say that the key to these situations in all of our lives is to head on face the reality. Face the reality of the circumstance. And then to be mature enough to want to do God's will no matter what. Just to say, okay, Lord, I have this circumstance in my life. How can I use it for your glory? That's a mature attitude, isn't it? I'm going to live above it. I'm going to live with it. I'm going to accept it. And I'm going to use it for your wonderful glory. Now, that's much better than having resentment and feeling sorry for yourself and all the things that I gave you that we've run into in our ministry to make you feel sorry and all of these things. This is a much more mature way to face life itself with absolutely no guilt feelings. Don't you ever feel that God has used this to punish you. Oh, no. You live in joy that God loves you so much that he has allowed whatever circumstance you have. And you praise the Lord for it. Don't have a down-in-the-mouth attitude with no smiles and no joy. Say, if we know Jesus Christ as our Savior, he's the one who supplies our strength. He's the one who gives strength to us in all of our circumstances of life. Yeah, sickness, health, whatever it is. Then the next thing that we must do, even as Sunday school teachers and as parents, of course, that must be uppermost, but we must give that child to the Lord. Give him to the Lord no matter what, and ask the Lord to guide you and to teach you how to raise your child. Remember, Deuteronomy says, and this is the instructions on raising children, "These are the words which I command thee this day, and they shall be in thine heart. Thou shalt teach them diligently unto thy children, and shalt talk of them when thou sittest in thine house, and when thou walkest by the way, and when thou liest down, and when thou risest up. And thou shalt bind them for a sign upon thine hand, and they shall be as frontlets between thy eyes, and they shall write them upon the posts of thy house and on the gate." That regular verse that I've reminded you of so many times. Our attitude in teaching children, no matter what capacity they have, and after all of us have children who are slower than the others. Some make better grades, some do better in sports, some do better in other things. They can't all be on the same level, and shame on us if we begin to compare our children. That is bad. Never do that. Never say, well, John is so much better than Susie because he does thus and so. No, we say John has certain talents, Susie has certain talents. God has made them as individuals, and God loves them as individuals. Well, if you have a child that's retarded, I wish you'd grab a pencil. Maybe it'd be good for you to go over some of these next things that I'm going to list, and it's particularly good for pastors to think about. We have to realize when we know a retarded child, perhaps you've had one that's attended Sunday school and you haven't quite known how to handle it. I know that I've experienced this, and I've wondered, and I've just thought, oh dear, I wish I had more training along this line, and that's why I've been doing research, and I certainly feel inadequate. The more I've read and studied, the more I need to learn. And I hope that all of us will be ever learning. I hope this will whet our appetites, and that this will challenge us as churches to have a place for these precious ones. Could I just share something with you? I recently read an article in a magazine, it was one of the late periodicals, of a church out in California, one that I know about and we've attended, where they have 150 members in a class specially designed for blind folks. and it was just growing by leaps and bounds. They were coming from all over the city. To this particular class, you see, it was taught by a blind man and taught in a way that they could understand. And this pastor wrote and said, oh, how our churches need to gear classes for folks just like this. And I can remember in our church, our former church, that when we built the building, Reverend Stewart said, we want to make sure that we can get the folks who are in wheelchairs and who can't walk as briskly as others, give them the freedom to come and go easily. We had no steps. They just rolled the wheelchairs in. Well, you know, word got around that we had this special feature at our church. And an ambulance service in our city where we were began to bring handicapped folks to our church every Sunday. It was just beautiful to see these precious ones come and go. They felt so good because, you see, it was designed specially for them. And they knew that they were wanted. They knew that we cared for them. I can remember standing at the door of the church every Sunday morning and welcoming, even kissing and hugging these precious women who came in the wheelchair and see the beautiful smiles on their faces. Of course they smiled because they knew we loved them and we cared. And this is what I'm trying to put across on this broadcast. How much do we care as parents, Sunday school teachers, as pastors of churches, pastors' wives, as neighbors? Now, number one, let's treat a retarded child in his own capacity. Let's not try to put him or her in a class of real sharp students. And I can just hear you say, but Mabel Louise, we don't have enough room, we don't have enough space, we don't have enough teachers, we don't know what to do. That's true, I know that. Not all churches have the provision that they can do. But if you do have the capacity, if you do have a teacher, and pray that you'll have a teacher that will feel led along this line, then buy up the opportunity. Let the neighborhood and the area know that you have special facilities for children who are mentally retarded or children who have handicaps, and that you want them to come. Because you see, they have feelings. And that was number two. Realize that retarded children have their own feelings. They have hurts. They have, when they fall down, they have hurts just like we do. And when you talk about them and say nasty things to them, their little feelings get hurt just like we do. And I think sometimes even more so. They have a capacity for love just like we do. That's number three. Number one, let me go back. Remember, they have their own capacity, their own learning level. Number two, they have their own feelings, and their feelings can be hurt. Number three, they need all the love they can get from you and from me, from Sunday school teachers, pastors, neighbors, friends, everyone. They need that extra special love. In fact, let's be honest, don't we all? The world is dying for want of someone, aren't they, to love them and to care, to tell them, I love you, I care about you, I'm interested in your life. Oh, how many times I've had young people say to me, if only my parents would care, if only they would show a little bit of interest. Our house is like a hotel. Mom and Dad are always going somewhere. They're always leaving the children with babysitters. I really wonder, I've had kids say to me, if my parents really love me, if they really care. Well, that's a good question, isn't it? Could that be why we have so many young people today who are going astray, or who are seemingly independent of the rest of the family? Could be. We need to answer our own question on this, don't we? Say, I'm out of time. It goes by so quickly. Tune in again on my next broadcast. I'd like to talk to you about these things some more. Okay? Bye-bye now.
Plan to be at home with Mabel Louise each day, Monday through Friday, either in the morning at 10:45 or in the evening at 9:15. And if you have any questions you want answered about home, family, children, husband or wife, write Mabel Louise at her home near Chippewa Falls. The address is simply Mabel Louise, Route 4,
Chippewa Falls, Wisconsin. Zip code 54729.
Okay, some of that is updated now, and certainly the timing is different. But that's what it sounded like for many years here in the early days at WWIB, and that was from 1976 on this date.